4 Yankee Charlie India radio check.
Rage Gigs, hey Bill.
One crimping tool away from having the backpack radio done.
I can't wait to see it when you get done.
What difference between, I know you've got one that uses rails. I think the only difference between mine and yours might be that I have the battery box too.
That's what I'm interested in seeing, is that battery box at the bottom of it.
The one that has all of the assorted hardware, he's got a plate coming out that will just adapt it to the bottom of it. But basically, you're bolting the lid of the battery box to the frame, and then you just drop the battery box whenever you got to pull the battery out and recharge it.
Like I said, I'm curious to see how that works. I got a picture in my mind, but I'm not sure it's what the same thing.
As I have it assembled, I will definitely take a picture of it. I'll be calling you on it too. I might start bringing that out here because I get sort of tired of being told, "Oh, you better make it in the repeater." But yeah, we sort of hear you, kind of sort of.
That's just the way the RF genie works.
It's a basically a, I think it's called a signal stick antenna to it.
Really flexible, you can about tie it in a knot.
I just want to see how good this is going to work. And when I see that, then I can, that's the last thing before I do the high frequency antenna.
That, like I said, I'm curious to see how it comes together for you. Experimenting is part of the hobby, and I kind of enjoy it. I don't do it as much as I'd like to.
I was trying to understand why this guy was calling the company Armalock, but I guess it's because all of his stuff is M-Lock connected. It's the same M-Lock connection that I find on AR-15 quad rails, hand rails.
I think so. I mean, that's pretty much what they are.
Right now I had a care package come to Dewey Pawn Shop from Spike Tactical that I have to go pick up. Sometimes it's good to be me.
I'm sure we'll hear about that next Tuesday, won't we?
That'll come up. Although I'm going to, I film at Dewey's and put these videos up at on the WORD website for Gun of the Week, and I'm going to film him talking about those. Cause once Spikes took and they came up with their own rendition of the Ruger 1022, and the other one's just a standard AR-15 that you might would throw in your truck because you don't much care about banging up.
That's a handy thing to have around. One you don't have to worry about getting scratched up, dinged up. That's the nice thing about that platform.
Put any stuff on it at all, I probably won't even put an optic on it. I'll just go with the info sights it'll have.
It's got a set of flip-up sights on it. That way, when it's not in use, they're down out of the way.
Well, those never go dead.
And when they're flipped down like that, less chance of something happening to them.
Got the hounds out. I'm going to rally them up and head toward Dewey's. Everything going good for you?
For the day, I was heading up the mountain here, but looks like there is a full stop. I won't even say a slowdown. It's a full stop about halfway up, so we don't know what's going on up here where they've got everything funneled down into one lane.
Home base. I'll be back in touch.
You dropped out there at the last little bit. EQ4YCI KO4HKX. Battery went dead or he went out of range. KO4HKX. On the side.